On the show today, we have CU Business publisher Tim O'Hara on the program today, talking about his Team Builder feature and the benefits that it brings to the credit union industry, so check it out. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. I mean, we go way back, well, not so far back, but, you know, the mid-90s is when we first ran into each other, when I was working for Symitar, and you were with CU Times at the time, I believe?
I was one of the founders of CU Times.
That's right. So it's really cool you've seen this industry through its ups and downs, and you've been with a number of publications. Can you give us a quick kind of history on Tim O'Hara's publishing prowess in the credit union industry? Because you've seen it all.
I've seen it all. No, we, in 1990, three of us got together, Mike Welch, Frank Diekman, and myself, and we started Credit Union Times, and we starved for two or three years, and then we hit it, and it was more fun than anything.
Yep.
At the time, there were 14,000 credit unions.
I remember.
And you know, we watched it, and now there are 5,000 credit unions, but there's a whole bunch of C-level employees that weren't there before.
Right.
Managers, department heads. There are more working parts in credit unions than there used to be. Mm-hmm. They used to be very not sophisticated. Now they're very sophisticated.
Indeed. And so you were one of the founders of Credit Union or CU Journal as well, right? You and Frank started that? Or
Frank and I started, been around, me and Frank. Credit Union Journal. And the day that we announced we were going to do it, it was 5 years after Credit Union Times, we got a call from Andy Goodenough from Thompson Financial Publishing. He wanted to buy us. Okay. And that was just the announcement. We hadn't done anything.
Wow.
So a year later, we sold to International Thompson. And went to New York City, and we had a good old time. We had a five-year executive buyout, and we finished up, and I started Credit Union Business. This is my finale. This is my swan song, my last one.
Right on. Good for you. And you're doing a really good job as this one as well, because you're really focusing on the C-suite, right, the executive level for this publication?
Precisely.
Right.
What happened was I wanted to have one more publication in me. And when we finished with Credit Union Journal, I interviewed a lot of credit union CEOs and senior vice presidents. And I was told that there are too many news weeklies around, and the association publications are there. And what they wanted was a business publication. One very big Texas-based credit union guy said, I don't care about robberies because I don't want to read about robberies. That's my job not to have them. I don't care about golf outings or this, that, and the other, or I don't really care about politics. I want help running my business. And the light went off. So actually, your old friend John Sanfilippo and I together, and we started.
I remember.
He was the first editor, and we banged our head against the wall for another couple of years until it came off, and it's been very, very nice. And early on, I had a focus for the C-level, the C-suite. The second editor was a fellow by the name of Mark Bringman, who was a brilliant guy out of Lake Dallas, Texas. And he was just a buttoned-up corporate guy. He was marvelous. He's no longer with us. He's in heaven now, sadly. But Mark had a column called At C-Level. And every month, it was my favorite. Every month, he had a problem, a solution, and a result. And it was all very good. And it wasn't necessarily credit union related, but it applied. And so Mark and I got together, and we decided to segment the editorial content so that we'd have something for each moving part in the credit union.
Right.
And the first person I went to see was Emily Hollis. Emily Hollis is the CEO of ALM First Investment Advisors. And I've known her since the day she opened her doors. And she writes something called CFO Currency Force. And it's brilliant. And I don't understand it. It's very, very, very sophisticated, but it's for the CFO and for the finance department. And then I begged Rex Johnson from Lending Solutions to join us. And 5 years ago, he started writing a monthly column called Lending Solutions. And it's Emily or her associates, and it's Rex or his associates. Okay. And they're both world-class credit union. Yep. And just marvelous. And I have, actually, if I may show you.
Sure.
Where am I?
There you go. Right there.
These are 10 writers. And they're wonderful, wonderful guys and girls and ladies. And it covers everything from corporate governance to training to lending to investments to Bill Pritchard with payments And so basically, we have a monthly magazine, and these are our writers, and they have 10 magazines that they do themselves.
Oh, wow.
Each one is for a different market segment, lenders, marketing, so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, very nicely. So now we have a team builder program, and we take a list of the C-level people at the credit union, and we send all of them the magazine if they want it.
Mm-hmm.
We send all of them. We have a website with 7 years worth of back issues and hundreds of articles, and it's password protected. And our team builder readers are more than welcome to use that. John Sanfilippo talked me into getting a Google search bar 12 years ago, and it's really coming. It's very good for research.
Oh, yeah.
So now we have a team builder product. It costs $399 a year, mm-hmm. and it lines up everybody in the credit union, all the C-level, and there's really no limit. And we also have branch business columns as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we welcome branch managers. We have about 1,500 branch managers in the readership.
Oh, wow. Line. Okay.
So basically, we have the team builder product, and it addresses everybody in the credit union C-level. From top to middle or then down to the branches.
Mm-hmm.
And we send out specific articles to their email addresses, lending to the lenders. And
oh,
so,
wow. Nice. I like that. Targeted. Okay. Very segmented.
Targeted circulation.
Right. Right. Perfect.
We are going back and we're picking up past articles. Rex Johnson has some fabulous stuff. He had one called All Out, and it's all about nuts and bolts of lending. It's just everybody can learn from this.
Mm-hmm.
And we go back into the closet and we send those to the lenders as well. Right?
So what are the benefits of this? I mean, what are the benefits of segmenting it like this? Because it sounds like it's very targeted, very specific.
It's very targeted, very specific. The benefits are that the lender's not going to waste his time with payments.
Yep.
And what we're doing is we're taking as little time as possible away from their work, because all these people, we're all busy. All of us.
Oh, no doubt.
Children's Miracle Network. I love children. I've always thought I've got children. You've got children.
Yeah.
For the years and years and years, Joe Dearborn is a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we have supported Children's Miracle Network. From day one at Credit Union Business, we have supplied a pro bono full-page ad for credit unions for kids.
Awesome, awesome.
And it's been over 150 months. And what we're doing with the team builder is we're partnering with Children's Miracle Network.
Mm-hmm.
And a portion of the $399 is going directly to the Children's Miracle Network.
Wow, that's awesome.
The name of the credit union and the credit union CEO. And the money will be used, it'll filter down to the neighborhood, the community of the credit union.
Yep.
So basically what we have here is we have a three-legged stool with the team builder program. It helps the credit union grow. It builds on the talents of the C-level directors and department heads, and the community benefits with the Children's Miracle Network.
Got it. That's such a great idea. That's such a great idea. So what are your goals with this? I mean, obviously,
everybody, this is a Mike Welch thing. Everybody who can spell the acronym of credit union to join the Team Builder program.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Very. So now in each issue of Credit Union Business, is each one of these writers going to be featured, or is it going to be kind of segmented throughout the year, or how's it going to be laid out?
Plus that. This is give you an idea. These are the writers, and it goes on and on and on and on.
Right.
These are the principal writers.
Okay.
And each one of them, imagine 10 magazines in one magazine. Each one of them every month has a different article, and it's three pages, and it's very good.
Oh, nice.
And that's what we're doing. We're going to build on it.
Okay.
It's like we went digital. This is old news, but we went digital 2 years ago.
Right.
And it's working out so much better than the paper. The paper took 2 weeks to produce it. It took another week or two to deliver it.
Right.
And now 54% of our readership reads it on this.
That's where we're going.
50% on desktop.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about the future.
That's very cool. So where can folks find out more about this? How can they participate? How can they give you feedback? All that type of stuff.
I meant to write it down. it's on our Credit Union Business webpage, www.cubusiness.com/subscribe. And there's a big subscribe thing at www.cubusiness.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Tim, this is such a great idea. I've been wanting to have you on the show for a really long time, and so thank you very, because you have such a wealth of information, not only like in the publishing industry, but for credit, because you have been through, so you have seen more than most in this industry. I mean, the ups and downs of our industry and what it's going through right now, and it's just really cool to have you on the show, and we appreciate the time that you give us, so thank you.
Mike, I watch your show all the time, and I'm proud to be here, and I thank you very much.
Very much. Anything else to add? Anything else to wrap up, Tim?
Come and visit me while you're in Florida.
I will.
Next week. Tomorrow.
I will be there. All right, Tim. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
You too.